This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Why don't you guys go to the officials with your pool reporter and ask them about the play and let them explain it to you? Right? Like, isn't that what you do? Thank you.
You're listening to Meter and the Coach. Call the show at 401-737-1287. 1037 WEEI. Southern New England's sports original.
Well, the question needed to be asked, and Bill Belichick, pretty much the response you expected. Bill, I think you're going to be spending probably 35 hours on this catch, non-catch at your next coaches meeting at some ritzy resort in the spring when you go to Palm Beach. I think that play will be Belichick's number one item on his agenda. I'm sure it already has been with the league office. Tim doesn't want to talk about it. You're probably overloaded on it. It's good talk show fodder. You'll hear it for the end, to the end of the earth. But one thing I do not like in our business is that catch, which I think was a catch, whatever. It's not Patriot fan. It's just, I think as an NFL observer, I think that's a catch. Just be consistent. But also, don't let the facts override a good story. I say that with sarcasm. The Patriots' defense was the story. Their non-defense was the story. They couldn't stop Minnesota. That's your story. Mac Jones, yeah, he's a story. He played well. He played great. You know what? Heck of a game for him. They moved the ball well. I still don't think they have enough weapons. They definitely don't have any playmakers on defense. Besides, you want to throw Matthew Judon in there? Go ahead. Outside of that, your secondary, Bill, woeful. You didn't do anything to address that. Linebackers are a little bit better, but still getting caught in coverage. It's not a good overall unit, and it's going to get exposed as you move along. Schedule gets tougher, as you mentioned, Tim. Buffalo Thursday night, so the trend isn't good right now.
No, it's not, and that's why I get perturbed with the moral victory talk. Everybody was all excited on Friday with the Mac performance, but. It's a total team performance. It's a total team performance. I don't care what sport. All you have to do is watch the Dallas Mavericks play. They don't got one player. That's it. That's not good enough. So you've got a good quarterback. You know, you've got to have everything else around him. And just the mistakes, Meter. I mean, a kickoff return for a touchdown. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw that in the NFL. I mean, I guess it's probably happened. But, I mean, don't
you kick it out? Cordell Patterson.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just running into the punter, you know, these type of mistakes, you know, the Pats didn't have these in the past. That's the problem. I mean, that's when they would go on the road and win these type games. And I know everyone wants to focus on the touchdown reversal, but there's a million other opportunities they had to win that game and they didn't deliver.
No, I think great point. I wanted to bring that up. Lou Melody tweeted about this, and he was right. The attention to detail, and I love the fact that you're thinking like a coach because you are. Those plays never happened. Maybe once in a great, you know, of course, they happen. I get it. It's going to happen once in a while. But it doesn't happen like the flurry they happened the other night to the Patriots, running into the punter, Belichick all over Pierre Strong as he should have been. penalties that you don't expect. The one goose kickoff return for a touchdown. You name it, they multiply. Attention to detail. Is that Belichick getting older? Maybe. Is that you know, things are falling in the gaps a little bit? Probably. Staff probably not as strong as it should be, yes. So things get lost there because of that one play that wasn't a catch. Don't lose sight of that, though. Don't let your Patriots fandom override that. That it's plaguing the team at the moment. That was a big part of this loss, lack of attention to detail.
Exactly. And, you know, you look at Joe Judge over there, quote, coaching the quarterbacks. Excuse me. I think he should be coaching special teams. He did a pretty good job with that when he was with the Pats. But, you know, these guys are all in the wrong positions. And, you know, the special teams now, this is 2 years in a row, this disaster. I mean, how does this guy, what is he doing, the special teams coach? You know, and who is he?
Cam Acourt.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not a big who is he guy because of the fact that anybody can make themselves a name. It with hard work and intelligence and the right training, but it's results are not there. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah, that's right. You can't, I'm with you. I mean, a lot of coaches come out of nowhere and God knows we both love that. Division III ranks. Love the
Bill,
guys.
Bill Belichick came out of nowhere. He didn't Correct. Play in the NFL.
Correct. Exactly. It's a lot of examples of that. So, you know, Cam Acourt, show me some results. And that's the thing. It's like, we hear it all the week. We hear it every week. You're going to hear it again this week. You're going to hear the staff's overmatched. I'm not sure you have much rope this week in Matt Patricia. I don't know what you wanted him to do offensively. Maybe there were a few calls that didn't make sense. I think there was there a third or fourth down call? There was a fourth down. Did they go for it on fourth down? I'm forgetting it. There was one call that really stuck with me that was a horrendous call. I mean, look, there's always one or two a game, but this game was all about lack of complementary football. And you know, I've seen that all year in the college ranks. Teams that don't play good complementary football lose. And the Patriots used to play really good complementary football. And you know, I know that was a big part of having the greatest quarterback of all time. It makes it easier. But still, you didn't have these gap games, Tim, where things fall in the gaps. And you know, Buffalo fans now are riled up about Sean McDermott. They don't think he's coaching well.
Yeah, well, he's had his moments, that's for sure. And you know, losing to the Jets, and you know, I don't know about Buffalo. Interesting test coming up this week. They seem to be out of sync for some reason. Josh Allen has not been terrific this year. Like everyone thought he was just going to dominate and just roll through the conference, Kansas City, Buffalo, mark it down, championship game of the AFC. I'm not sure yet of that for sure.
And, I agree.
Interesting to see, you know, the coaching thing is always, you know, what's gone on the last two or three games. But I think McDermott's a good coach. I mean, he's proven that. He may be a little tight at the end of the games, where he doesn't think, instead of he just reacts, or he's just too temperamental or too emotional, because at the end of games, they've been a disaster over the last couple of years, going back to the AFC Championship game. So,
yeah, that's what they're really banging on. And you know, we'll see if they can weather the storm. 401-737-1287. Dave in Stonington, one of our favorites. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays. And I was going to start out with basketball, but I'd like to just say a real quick thing about football. I'm a Seahawks fan, and I'm looking forward to today's game against the Raiders. I was very happy that the Raiders went into Denver last week and beat Russell Wilson, and how Hackett, who has to be the worst head coach of all time, mismanages the end of the game with the clock management and throwing the ball instead of running it, and giving the Raiders a chance to tie the game and then finally win the game in overtime. But getting on to basketball, weren't the two of you guys supposed to be doing a game together last week in Pittsburgh?
Yes, yes, we were.
All right, I turned the game on. I turned the game on, and I see Coach Welch. I didn't see you, Mita.
No, I was. But I was in sick bay. I was not well.
Okay, all right. I hope you're feeling better.
Yes,
you sound good.
I'm feeling good.
Okay.
It's not that he didn't want to go to Pittsburgh. He's actually Pittsburgh was lovely this time. It was 55 degrees, 60 degrees. I walked to the arena meter. I didn't even give you the details. A beautiful day.
I had a feeling there had to be something there because the two of you weren't together for that game. But
I had to dine by myself. You know, it wasn't
I got
fun.
A question for you. Do you guys like record the games that you do?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, I'm watching the game the other day, and they're showing, they have Coach Welch, you're talking, and they show your profile in the bottom corner, and it's showing your resume, how you coached at Iona and Providence, and I'm looking at the picture, and it's not you.
Might have been me, I don't know, I don't remember that part. It might have been a younger, it might have been a younger version.
It wasn't you. It was Steve Alford.
Steve Alford. Oh,
Steve Alford. I'm like, look at that. I mean, I'm getting, you know, up there in my age, and my eyesight isn't the greatest anymore. But I looked at that, and I'm like, that's not Coach Welch. That is Steve Alford.
Well, there's worse guys to be confused with.
This is true.
Yeah, he's America's coach, Steve Alford. He's a good guy to be compared to.
He wasn't one of my favorite players, not in the 87 title game, that's for sure. Him and Keith Smart. But
yeah, we did run the we looked through all the promos and all the stuff before the game, and I did see an older.
I swear that had to be Steve Alford.
It was an old. I think it was a younger version, but not that anybody cares.
You sure it wasn't Jay Rice?
It wasn't Jay Wright. I watched I didn't see the end of that Syracuse football game yesterday, but I did see the basketball game and the post game conference with Coach Boeheim, and I guess there's a lot of friction there between him and Grasso. The slap that Judah Mintz put on it brought back memories of like Eric Diebendorf.
Well, that's actually an interesting comparison. I don't know that Judah Mintz, Tim, I don't think he has that fire necessarily that Diebendorf has, does he?
Not that I've heard. You know, he's a young player. I think he reacted improperly, and Jim Boeheim did not try to defend him in that regard. You know, the officials are in a tough spot. If it was just a little slap on the chin, he might have just got a technical, but then the reaction turned into a fracas. So now you've got to take some action. And, right. You know, what he did first kind of set everything off. Clearly, Edert slapped him harder, but that doesn't matter. You know, that doesn't matter whose slap was worse. They're both.
I think it's going to be a long season for the Orange. They're going out to Illinois next. That's going to be a tough game, and it's going to be probably a win for the Illini on their home court.
Well, you know, we were talking about this earlier. It's so early in the season for all these teams. You know, Providence has to go to TCU this week. Tough games. You know, I mean, you just got to keep staying with your young kids, staying with your team, and building on it. And I think that's what they have
Ryan
to do.
The other night, they were down in Florida for a couple games. They played Florida Atlantic and Florida International. They had problems with both. They lost the game to Florida Atlantic. They beat International. I'm looking at them, and I am saying to myself, they don't have a center. They're going with Antoine Walker at center. And I'm watching the game yesterday, and Syracuse just came out like so flat. They couldn't even take the tip off in that game. And you know, maybe because there were no kids in the stands. You know, they're on Thanksgiving break. It's tough for them to. I think that. Boeheim should. It's time. It's time. It's time to pass the torch. I've never said this about the man. It's time. It's time for somebody else to take over, whether it be Autry or Jerry McNamara. He's had a great run, but the game has passed him by, I think, and it's unfortunate, but it's true right now, and I'm sure that a lot of people up in Syracuse are thinking the same way. I watched their post-game thing last night with Brent Axe that they run, and a lot of people were saying the same thing.
All right, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I think that's clearly going to be – you're going to hear that a lot, especially if the losses pile up. And, you know, Tim and I have talked about this many times in the past. I'm sure you're probably sick of hearing it, Tim, especially as someone who's close to Jim Boeheim. It's all about Boeheim and what he wants to do. I think I'm correct on that, Tim. I don't think there's going to be that much heat from John Wildhack, the AD. I know Wildhack was dealing with the Dino Babers situation, and that looks like it's calmed down now that they beat BC last night. He's going to be back for another year at 7-5. If they had lost last night, I think he would have been fired. But that's not happening. So it's all about whether Boeheim wants to retire.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he deserves whatever he wants there. He's built that program for 47 years. So he will figure it out. And I still think they have some potential. They've got some good young players. I mean, their freshman came up pretty big yesterday. So if they can build around that. And no one will remember November losses, that's for sure. But, you know, they've got to go out and play. They've got to go out and play and keep developing. He's got a good staff. And, you know, it's like BC, like you know, we were talking about that. You know, BC football lost to Rutgers on the opening weekend, and it was like, oh, you know, where's the season going? You know, BC basketball loses to Maine. That's fine. You can still dig yourself out of the hole. It's a different sport. Obviously, right. And you have much more opportunity. So that's all you can do. That's all you can do. He's not Jim Bam's not going anywhere, nor should he. He should just be able to coach until he wants to. And they had a good recruiting class. They should have won probably two games in Brooklyn last weekend against Richmond and St. John's. They lost to St. John's in overtime. So I think for them, they've got to keep building on it. And just like anything else, you look at Rhode Island, they've struggled out of the gate, but I think they're going to get better because Arch Miller is a good coach and his teams are, if he's patient with them, they'll get better. They'll get better offensively. They're good defensively right now, and they're going to get better because he's a very good defensive coach. So all these teams here locally, I think, have a pretty good chance. You know, Brown looks a little down this year, but Bryant, Rhode Island and Providence, I think are going to have pretty good seasons. I think Rhode Island's got the farthest to go out of those three.
Yeah.
But I do think that they will start hearing Archie Miller's voice on a daily basis, and that will produce improvement as the season moves on.
Although they played pretty well in the Cayman Islands. They got a kid named Brayon Freeman who's coming out of their backcourt. Rhode Island, Ishmael Leggett is one of the best guards in that conference. He is a bucket. He's a fun guy to watch. It's going to be a good matchup for him against Providence next Saturday at URI. That's going to be a lot of fun down there. The place will be rocking, the Ryan Center. So, you know, it's great. It's great for New England college basketball. Don't forget about, you know, Tommy Amaker's Harvard team. You saw them. They'll get better as the season goes along. So many outstanding games in this area. You know, we all were so regionalized. And everybody thinks, so, you know, this isn't a basketball area. That's baloney. It is a basketball area. And there's a lot of terrific games to watch. We are late for a break. Coming up, we expect to be joined by Seth Greenberg, ESPN colleague. Seth is nice enough to get up with us on a Sunday morning. Talk to him about more college basketball. And, of course, everything's on the table. Freeform Sunday for you, 401-737-1287 with Meter and the Coach.
We could fly to such great heights.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.